Thank you. Zeichen nicht mehr, sondern die Al Shane, wenn es für Shua Falak.
Okay, Rabotai.
Today we're going to continue, actually, in Yom Kippur, it's a new packet. And this is a very fundamental packet. And there'll be, in Gimel, Yudal, Tezayin, Yudzayin, it's good. and this is the Shiloh. In other words, we've been discussing the concept of Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. Right? Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. And we had different shitas, what is it, 9 minutes, 4 minutes, whatever. And that's the shear of Tziruf of Ochlin. So if you're eating Ochel, matzah, or if somebody's eating treif, and they want to know whether he gets malchus or not, it's only if you eat it within a certain amount of time. So that's the shear of kezayis, kudechilas pras. And we said, basically, a pras is either what? Four beitzim or three beitzim. And a kezayis is either the two zeisim in a beitzah or either three. So like Rabbi Harari said, it could be either from 6 to 12 zeisim. In other words, so basically, you only have to eat one kezayis in the time that it takes to eat either from 6 to 12 beitzim. So that's like a huge amount of time. Like Rav Shecht always says, if you eat normally, you can't miss it. You can't miss it. You know, that's why people think that they have to eat this big shmur matzah in 2 minutes. No, that's ridiculous. Because if you're working with a shear of 2 minutes, then obviously the kezayis is much smaller. It's a stira, because you know what? You have to be able to eat at a normal pace one kezayis in the time that it takes to eat six kezayisim, or maybe even 12 kezayisim. So that's a very big leeway. So it's not like you have to. I mean, obviously, you're going to have a whole conversation with somebody in the middle. That's not going to work out. But if you're just eating stam, and it's okay. Now, the question is like this: what about drinking? What is the shear of tzira for drinking? Is it also kezayis b'chei achilas pras? Meaning a revius b'chdei achilas pras? Or no? What is that, a Coke?
Coffee.
Oh, cold coffee.
Yes.
Ice coffee.
Yes.
Okay, so ice coffee. So therefore, the other shita is, you have to guzzle. You have to guzzle it down. The shear is a revius. B'chdei shtias revius. Shtias revius means the shear that it takes me to just drink and guzzle. And if you take longer than that, then you won't what? It won't be k'dei shtias revius. So if you're a nazir and you're having wine, we want to know if you're going to give you malchus. So if you just drink, like I like to drink, you know, I take a little bit. I don't like to guzzle down. I'm not the guzzler. You know, like, I take a little bit of food, like not like the Rambam Shita. Rabbi Kovar is telling me the Rambam Shita. I don't follow the Rambam Shita. Rambam Shita, as Rabbi Kovar pointed out, is not to drink during the meal, just to eat. But my Shita is I drink a little, I eat a little, and then I drink, washes it down. No, that's what I do. And I don't guzzle, because I guzzle, I don't really enjoy it. You just drink it. So the question is, if whether you're chayv to a bar nefashos, unless you're a guzzler, right? You have to, right? Or to get malchus for what? For if you're a nazir and you drank a revius of wine, you'll get malchus. So that's going to be the big machlokus. is drinking the shir of kedei achilas pras, or is drinking kedei shtias revias? So kedei shtias revias means you got to do it consecutively, very, you know, guzzle. And if you didn't, then you won't get malchus for nazir. And then maybe you can't make a bracha achrona, a bar nefashos, unless you guzzle. Now there's going to be a whole discussion. What's the story about, like, hot beverages? Obviously, hot beverages you don't guzzle, because you won't be so good. So do we say, so then in a chanami, maybe you shouldn't make a bracha achrona on hot tea or something like that. So let me ask you a question. Before I show you all the makaris and this and that, what would you think, misvara? Should drinking have a different shear than eating? Or, in other words, should we say that drinking is also the shear kedei achilas pras? Or is it no? Is drinking has a whole different, just like it has a different shear that it's not a kezais, it's a revias, so too it has a different shear in terms of the time. It's not kedei achilas pras, or no? Or do we say it is? Which one do you think is mistaber?
Well, there's
so you're saying that shti is b'chal achila, you're saying?
Yeah.
So maybe it should be the same shear. Even though it's clearly not the same shear, because it's what? It's a revius, it's not a kezais. Those kezais would have meant you'd have to drink the amount that a kezais would displace. If you would put a cup of water up to the top and you put an olive in, how much would be displaced? That would be, in other words, it's possible to have a shir kezayis by drinks also, but it would be based on displacement. Displacement. So, you hear what I'm saying? Hagon. So, the fact that shtir b'chal achila, we know for sure, it's not the same shir in terms of the quantity, so right? So does that mean also it's not the same shir in terms of the speed, or no?
What would it be?
Really? That's what it is? Well, you mean the Iker drinking is...
These other parts, you said that mine... is that mine just like your tour? But that's how when you drink, you're not like saying anything.
So you think, therefore, what do you think the shear should be?
Maybe it
could be different. So therefore, what should the shear be for drinking? Achilas kezayis or shtias revias? Well, the shear is revias, but what's the time frame?
I would say less time.
What?
Less time.
Less time than what?
Than the time required for
it. Less time, no. Like shtias revias. So the shear of shtias revias means how much time it takes you to guzzle down a revias. As opposed to the shear of kedei achilas pras is the time that it takes, you know, to have a pras, which is, you would say, you know, could be six zaysen.
I mean, when you say guzzle, it sounds like you're doing it really fast.
Yeah.
Right, like, right,
Yeah, okay, guzzle. Okay, maybe I'm too... you drink without too much of a pause. Do you agree with him or no?
I agree with her. I would not say this to her.
Yeah.
I would think, just because I think that it should be important, okay, in for older, the guy is there for the class to say 6 to 12 cases, so then for here it should be somewhere between 6 and 12 for me.
Right. But no one says that.
No one says that, right.
Right. In other words, no one says... In other words, he says an interesting point.
Yeah.
In other words, if by eating we have one, because eat one kazaisim, the time it takes six kazaisim, so then maybe we should have one revius in the time that it has six reviuses.
Right.
That would be parallel.
Right.
And yet that's not even
right.
One of the opinions.
The
but that doesn't mean that, you know, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, we were talking about Rav Aaron Lichtenstein before, so he was into, when he gave shir, all the logical possibilities. Not necessarily what everyone held in the books, but to go through all the logical possibilities, right? So this is a logical possibility, that it should be a revius in the time that it takes to have six reviuses. And yet no one says that. No halachic decisor, except for Harav Ezra. Yeah. Right. Right. But that's interesting. You know, you're saying your own shita. I like what you're saying. It should be parallel. If one kazai is in the time of six kazaisim, so one revia should get. Okay, right here. What do you want to say out here?
Right now we're working from a Achila to Shtia. So we're saying, Achila has a Kedei, Achila Kras, so should Revius have the same thing or not? How about if we look at it like directly, if we were to say that Revius has Kedei Shtia, Revius, would we work like all the way back that, now would Achila have Kedei, Achila Kras, or would it have Kedei Shtia, Revius? And I could probably say that.
Well, everyone, you know, when it comes to Achila, it's a given that it's because I speak Achila's Kras. Right, but we were given the shir for Achila, and we weren't. It wasn't as beferish of what the shir for shtia is. So I'm trying to discuss with you, what do you think should be the shir? So Yair says he thinks it should be a quicker shir. Because he says, Yair says, the norm, if you would stuff that thing with food, it would take much longer to finish than having the iced coffee. You have to chew. How much time is Kedei Revius? It's, what? 30 seconds. 20 seconds. Well, how long? How long would it take to guzzle down? It was more than Revius, yeah. Yeah. It was probably even less than that. And we saw the Satmar Rebbe held it was, 2.57 or something like that? The Satmar Rebbe. You drink normal, but you drink normal and... A revius. Revius, did they shtius revius? Yeah. He's saying it's less than that. 20 seconds, he thinks.
Or
Revius, how long does it take to...
About 2.5, 2.8, something like that.
Yeah,
ounces.
Yeah.
So it's not going to take very long.
Yeah.
Even if you're not, like, trying to...
Right. Yeah.
We learned before that full relative from having barley to how long it takes to consume that barley to wheat.
Right.
It's all relative. So how can we make relative before and have a way to get that out?
Well, is water going to be different than orange juice and iced coffee?
No,
and
compared to solid water. Solid and water. There's a relative, right?
Right. So you're saying it doesn't make sense to have kedei achilas pras because that's achila, the shtiyah. So it should be shtiyah's revis.
Well, that part of the thing is shtiyah's pras. You can still have it parallel.
Right, you're right. It's still parallel. Kedei shtiyah's pras.
Okay.
Even though, okay. So let's look in the Rambam. Look in the Rambam, Rabotai. For some reason, I did not bracket page 1. But I meant to be Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet. Okay? On page 1. Ochel ma'at v'chazav ha'ochel. You ate a little, and then you ate a little more. Yimish b'tchilas ha'chilu shon ha'tzof ha'chilu ha'chron k'day ha'chilas sholosh beitzim. Rambam Paskin is 3 beitzim. Ha'reim tztofas l'shir. Yimlav ha'im tztofas l'shir. Shosu ma'at v'chazav v'shosu. Yimish b'tchilas shtir rishon ha'tzof shtir ha'chron Kidei shtiyas revius mitzdarfen, imlave mitzdarfen. So the Rambam writes beferish that, and this is going to be the Rambam which pointed out several times in his sefer that it's going to be a different shir. In other words, when it comes to achila, it's kidei achilas pras. When it comes to shtiyah, it's what shtiyas revius. And he reiterates this several times. Take a look on page 2. Look at Halacha Tes. Okay, Hashosu Revius shall stam yenam. You drink non-kosher wine, a revius, mat, or shehimcha as a chametz bepesach, or you take chametz and you liquefy it. Oh, it's Achela v'gomo ma'ad ma'ad, or shesosom minadam ma'ad ma'ad, im shosom mitchila v'ad sof, kidei shtiyas revius mitztarfin v'lav ein mitztarfin. So again, the shtiyas revius, if you what? If you drink blood. Anything that is liquefied and you drink, it's also Kedei Shtiyas Revius. And now let's look on page 4. Says the Rambam, Ochal v'chozor v'ochal, shosso v'chozor v'shosso, im yish b'tchilas achila, v'shosso tzov chila, achron g'day achilas pras, ומתחיל שתייה ראשונה, עד סוף שתייה אחרונה, כדי שתייה סרוויז, ואילו מצטרפי לכזייס. Right. So what was the case over here?
Truma.
Ochel v'chazav ochel, shosu v'chazav v'shosu. So, achila is, yeah. Mitchila shtiyah rishona, atzov shtiyah achrona. Yidei shtiyah srivis. Reel mitztarfin l'chazayis. So you see again, the Rambam says it's Kedei Shtiyas Revius by a mashke. Look in the Ravid. Amar Avram, Emes, Amar Avram. Avram, You're here. Amar Avram. Avram says. What does Avram say? Amar Avram emesu. It's true. She came lotzeh b'tosefta. This is found in the Tosefta, that is Kedei Shtiyas Revis. Avol b'meseches krisis perk amulo achal techelev nirash af l'shtiyah b'ina kedei achilas pras. V'chein b'tosefta b'sochen kachu b'kedei achilas pras. So he says it's true that there is a Tosefta like the Rambam, but in the Gemara and in another Tosefta, it's not like the Rambam. So he is saying that it seems that the more prevalent shita is that what? It's kedei achilas pras, even by mashkin. Even by mashkin. And then the Rambams can keep continuing on page 5. Okay, v'shosem ma'at v'shosem ma'at v'shosem ma'at v'yesh b'tchilo asof k'day achilas pras v'tzav alay v'tzav. So here, Rabosai, the Rambam seems to go out of his regular shita. And here we can have an example of shtia, kedei achilas pras, even according to the Rambam. And that's by the inyan of psul gevia. Right, psul gevia, what does that mean again? If you eat tummy food, and it makes you tummy. So the Rambam now is going to say, contradict what he said before. He says, if you eat tummy food, you tummy. If you eat tummy drink, you tummy. And the shear is kezayis. V'chein mashkin mitzlaf in the revis. אבל מה ושוסו אחר, אם שתחיל לסוף כדי יחיל לספרס וסתר לה וסתר. אם שוסו מעט ושואה ושוסו מעט, מי שבתחיל לסוף כדי יחיל לספרס, מצטרפים ולא ואין מצטרפים. So he really writes בפרש. שוסו מעט? Tell two lines on the bottom. ושוסו, ושוסו מעט? What's the shear? כדי? יחיל לספרס. So we have three Rambams that seem to say it's Shtiyas Revius. Where? Regabe what? Yom Kippur. Stam Yenam. Trumas. Three times the Rambam says that by Mashkin it's Kedei Shtiyas Revius. And now the fourth Rambam that says what? That by Mashkin Temeim, if you drink and pause and drink and pause and drink and pause, then what? It's Kedei Achilas Pras. So what's the pshat? So what do you say to that? How do you answer that? How do you answer that? Whereas apparently the way some of the portion explained that what's the difference between the fourth Rambam and all the other Rambams? What's the difference? Tumah, exactly. That Tumah somehow has a different shear. Because all the other things were for Isur, Macholas Asur. But Tumah maybe is a different thing. Rav Shechter's oldest son got bar mitzvah Pasha Shoftim. And he said over Ki Poladom Mishma Bedam Ladam Bedin Ladin Bedeg Lanega the Gra that there are three different areas of halacha. There's Mamanas, there's Issev Heter, and Tuba Vatara. Right? So that's what he said over. Shechter's old son. That so you see, in Tuba Vatara is a different story.
Rabbi Yossi seems to say by Akhila Shmila also be right,
but
you should say
Akhila Shmila might also be if the Akhila Shmila. Yeah, so it comes out, Rabbi, so we have a fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Rabbi. So we don't, as Manazel, we're not so much Tuba Vatara, right? The only two areas in halacha that you have to know about the Tuba Vatara is Hilchos Sukkah. You have to know if it's not the Kabbalah Book. And then Kohanim. Okay, that's how your tuba spreads. Right, not so much about being makabel tuba. But Hilchos Mikvos, right, that's a third area. Ferrari is correct. That if the mikvah is created by something that was makabel tuba before it went into the mikvah, so that could be a problem with the mikvah. What? Yeah. What do you say about this? So let me show you. Let me just show you one interesting line. Just to make things interesting. Okay? It's always interesting to see an interesting line in the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon gives a zot. Page 14. The Gaon is going to say Sharpa Zot. You ready to this? Page 14. Vazok the Gaon on page 14. You know what I'm going to say? You ready for this one? Are you ready? In test? To the third line? The Divrei Harambam? Hey, Shgoba Gedorba. Wow. That's a sharp zuh. He says, the Rambam is like, he made a big mistake. Usually he doesn't. Sometimes, he criticizes the Rambam philosophy, right? Criticizes the Rambam, Ruach Philosophus, Philosophy, Kitato. The famous line. Yeah. Okay. But here he says that what the Rambam says that it's what? Kedei Shtiyas Reviyas is a Shgaga Gedoyla. It's a big mistake. So he's basically critiquing you as well. Yeah. So he's what? So he likes the what? Driving. And to tell you the truth, I would put the Rambam, I would put the Gra together with Ezra Hagler. To tell you the truth. Because Ezra Hagler, he's very much of this Indian that it should be parallel in terms of, you get the amount and then you get plot times six or whatever. So basically, it's not exact, but it's on that derech. So I just want to show you that line. We have to understand where the Gra is coming from. That was just a zog, to wake everyone up. Divrei HaRambam Heim Shgaga Gedoyla. No? What did he say? Okay. So, you see, some of the Gedolei Achronim, you know, they took sides. Like the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh is not like a brisker lamdan to just say the beer of the Rishonim. He's there to choose which one he says, which one he likes. In other words, you know, others, the Chalibah, you're not there to choose. You're there to explain each shita. The Shagas Aryeh is there to choose what he likes, which one he thinks is, you know, Rambam Raivit, and then now let's look at Shas and see who fits better in Shas, Rambam the Raivit. Okay, so let's continue on our journey to this machloka. Then we have to see how we paskin, because this is, has tremendous ramifications. Like, when are you going to make a bracha achrona on something? And so let's see the. We should look now in the Tosefta. So let's look at the. He said there were two Toseftas, right? So let's start with the Tosefta in Psachim. Okay, so the Tosefta. For some reason, the scholars, they like Tosefta. Right? In the world of scholarship, you know. So, yeah, Professor Saul Lieberman, that was his big thing. Even Rishkeskel Abramsky is a different type of thing. But the scholars are very into Tosefta. Very, somehow, I don't know why Tosefta was their thing. Yeah, so let's look in the Tosefta, Psachim, Perek Kama, Yud. So says the Tosefta, Echad ha'ochel v'echad v'macha v'shose, ochel v'choz v'ochel, im yesh v'tchilas achila, v'shose v'achila t'dei achilas pras, and starfim, lavein and starfim. So the Tosefta says beferish like who? Like the Rambam. Even the Gro admitted to that. You know, he says the Tosefta is like the Rambam, but then there's another Tosefta. So, the other Rambam that we saw, you know, he has a different girsa. Yeah. Right, in other words, Harav Katan is pointing out, if you look on page 7 here, in the Hagos Hagra, is it Mem Gimel?
Yeah.
Achilles Pras. He changes the Gerson. So it works out good. I know, even though in the Shulchan Aruch, what did he say originally that Shulchan Aruch when he's arguing with the Rambam? He says, okay. But the goal is a big Achilles Pras person. Even for Mashkin. Oh, so now let's take a look We're both saying on page 8. Page 8 is going to be the source for the Rambam. See, basically the Rambam is always Shtiyas Revius, except for what? Except for the Psul Gviya. And the Psul Gviya has a different shear. But if you will see shortly that this thing with the Psul Gviya is different, it's not so much a Chiddush of the Rambam. It seems to be, the Feirush of Gemara. That the Rambam is just paskening like that Gemara. So what we have to do now is see the Gemara increases and how the Rambam paskens like that sug increases that and how that would take care of this. So let's look. And when did we do Psul Gviya before? When did we do that? Chasam Sofer. Right, with Chasam Sofer's thing. That was the same Chasam Sofer about the, eating a chatzi pras, a quarter of a pras, and then going to the mikveh, and then eating the other quarter of a pras, etc. So it says the Gemara, page 8. Kol ha-mashkin mitztafim tzulos ha-gviya b'rivis kdei achilis pras. Okay, it's a shosav v'chosav v'shosav v'yesh mitchilis shkiyah rishon kdei achilis pras. So this is the favorite of Gemara, that it's kdei achilis pras. By Tumim. Right. That's the Rambam Shita. So the Rambam Shita is this Gemara is an exception to the rule. Because it's really always Kedei Shtiyas this. But according to who? According to the Gra, this is the rule. This is not an exception to the rule. This is the rule. See, according to the Rambam, you see, we have one Gemara that's Befeish. That Mashkin are Kedei Achilas Pras. One Gemara. So the Gemara says, so this is the one Gemara. So this is it. And anyone else who says otherwise is a Shgaga Gedoyla. But the Rambam says, no. This is an exception to the rule. This is Tumah. This is an exception to the rule. And that's how the Mefarshim explained the Rambam and Raivit. Well, based on this Gemara increases. So, Minugel, the Mashkim Tameim. And how we fit that into all other halachas. That's always the, whenever you have, like Rabbi Willig once mentioned, Rabbi Shechter also, that, the Rambam Shita is Safik Daraisa, L'chumr is only a Din D'Rabban. Because Mamzer Vadai, the Lo Mamzer Safik. So as Rav Shechter and Willoughby both have mentioned, that's the question. Is this the rule or is it the exception to the rule? Because then, if you're saying Mamzer Vadai, the Lo Mamzer Safik, that's the rule. The Torah always speaks about Vadai. So all the ideas of being Machmir by a Daraisa, yeah, that's the Rashford. Yeah, that's the rule. Right. That's the question. That's how these Shachar of Will and the Rashbi quoting is saying. Is Mamzer Vadai, is that the rule? That's the Rambam Shita. That's the rule. And the Chum, the fact that we're Machmir by the Raisa, that's only a Din Rabban. Or is this the exception to the rule? Is this the rule or the exception to the rule? So that's always the question. So that's the same question that people ask about this Gemara increases. Is this the rule that Mashkimar Kedei Achilas Pras, or is this the exception to the rule? And that's basically what's going to be the deciding factor. And that's the Rambam we just saw. The Rambam says that it's Kedei Achilas Pras, And then he quotes the Rambam, that Gemara that we saw with the Chasam Sofer. Okay, so this is a good beginning of this, because we're going to have to, and then we're going to get to, like, what about frozen things, like ices and ice cream? You know, what's the shear for them? Is that Kadesh Dias Revius, or is that Kilted Ochlen, Mashkin? What is the status of things like that? And Ochlen and Mashkin also have different, you know, halachas. If you drink wine, the whole, you know, then you're not supposed to make a bracha on Mashkin. Right? That's why if you're a Kiddush and Shul, it's a whole big shaila. If you drank wine on the Kiddush and Shul, whether you're allowed to make a shahakol on the soda. Because it could be once you have the... So that's why it's very important in Shul to always have what? Geshmaka herring. You should always have geshmaka herring, because then for sure you can make a shahakol. You can have tuna fish or egg salad, but if you want to really be geshmak, you got to get a herring. And this way, when you make the boy piragofen and you drink, so then you won't have a suffix whether you can make a shahakol, because for sure on the herring, a herring is not a mashke. Herring is an oichel. Pashtus means for the person who drinks the wine. That's a whole discussion. But the pashtus, that's the pashtus. What? We should do that topic, yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, we should. Okay, so... Okay, so that's important to know. What's an ochel, what's a mashke? So you're having a kiddush, and you can have some ice cream at the kiddush. Par of ice cream, maybe? So do you make a shahakol on the ice cream? Do you say, no, an ice cream is an ochel. It's not a mashke. It's like herring.
Why can't you have chocolate ice cream at the kiddush?
What?
Why do you have to have par of ice cream at the kiddush?
What if it's a fleish of kiddush?
Yeah, it's a fleish of kiddush. There was one shul I know, they used to have they called an Entenmann's Kiddush. Entenmann's Kiddush. Some people are not into that because they hold that that's Pas Akum, Pas Palta, so you shouldn't have a Shabbos. Yeah, so that's, you know. But I knew a shul that they had Entenmann's Kiddush. Where is this? UPenn, yeah. Good. Okay, so these are the issues of life that have to be dealt with in proper time. Okay, so...